Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Pinball has seen a passionate revival in recent years, and at the heart of this resurgence is a lot of community-driven clubs keeping the silver ball spirit alive. Today on How I Live Well, we are talking to Donovan Delaney, who is one of the co-founders of Pinballia. They're a club that's, I suppose, really kind of become a hub for players of all ages and skill levels. Good afternoon, Donovan. How are you doing?
Afternoon, Andrea. Nice to meet you.
So, pinball is exactly as I remember it, the kind of old game machines. Is that probably the...
Yep, old game machines are about 6 foot long and 6 foot tall, two buttons and a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, you don't win money at it.
You don't win money, no, but you'll find people playing them non-stop to get their name and lights at the top. You know,
that's
what
prize.
We all want. Yeah,
right.
That's what everyone wants.
Have the games changed in any way in the past 20 years? Or
I mean, look, pinball has been around for nearly 100 years now, all right? But pinball in its current form really goes back about 60, 70 years nearly. You know, two flippers at the bottom, two buttons on the side, some crazier designs with more flippers and ramps and things. But as it stands, you look at a pinball from the 60s and a pinball from now, it'd be very hard to discern the two if you weren't into the hobby.
Yeah. How did you get into this?
I got into it by, I used to work in a studio on Abbey Street, and at lunch I would go up to Fibbers and chill out, and there was a Metallica pinball table there. And I randomly just started playing it. And for a year, I didn't know why I liked it, but I just played it so much. And eventually then I got a little video game of pinball. And I was like, oh, there's rules to this, right? You hit this three times and this happens. Then like, say, I hit this ramp, I get a community chest like on Monopoly. And when I figured that out, I was just hooked. And we actually just put our own pinball table into Fibbers last year and replaced the Metallica that got me into pinball. So it was fantastic. Lovely full circle moment.
So some of the tables are, you know, whatever, orientated around bands, movies, different things.
IPs, all these different things. There's a few original licenses that we have, but it's all really about the licenses, you know, Ghostbusters, Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that art. They want to walk up and hear the sound bites and play them, you know?
Yeah. How skillful is this?
Very skillful. You know, that's one of the things that people don't understand. Number one, people don't understand is that you have to shake the machine. That's part of the game. There's a thing inside
the pinball table.
You have to shake the game. You have to nudge the game. If that ball is coming down the center and the only way to save the ball is to give it a little smack, then you have to do that. And the skill is knowing when and where and how hard to hit it, because there's a thing called a tilt bob in the machine. And we say how tight it is. And if that tilt bob touches off something, the game just shuts down. So you can move the table, but not too hard. And that's where a lot of the skill actually is. It's not in flipping and hitting shots. It's in keeping yourself alive long enough to get a high score.
Yeah. How many people like play this regularly?
I mean, in Ireland at the leagues, we have about 20 people every week, I think. You know, I mean, it goes up and down, but it's been growing. We've only been running the league about a year now. It's been fantastic. You know, we've had such a great reception. In America, it's seen a huge revival again since COVID. You know, people were locked in. Mm. They were buying more pinball tables, so the price skyrocketed. So, you know, it's very popular. You know, you'd be really surprised at how popular it is. There's live streams of thousands of people watching. People play pinball, but that's where we are at the moment, you know.
So I kind of associate this typically as it's like an amusement game, really, isn't it?
Absolutely.
But there's no gambling involved in this.
No gambling involved. They were banned in New York in, I think, the 40s for the association with gambling and kind of lads who wore leather jackets at the street corner, you know.
Right.
But that's all being totally done away with. There's no gambling, you know. All you get is your name and a high score, and that's what most people play for.
Yeah, the name and lights. Have you ever owned a machine?
I got my first machine 2 years ago.
Right.
I drove over to Scotland to a tiny island called Dunoon with my best friend, and we picked one up, and it was absolutely fantastic. You know, there's nothing more stressful than moving one of these things. They weigh an absolute ton.
Really?
And then when you have to carry one down the stairs,
yeah,
believe me, you have to want that machine.
So it's fairly similar to just old-fashioned gaming, really, isn't it? It's
absolutely.
Pre-Game Boy era.
And you know what? It's one thing that you, in a digital world, you can't actually recreate that feeling of the ball moving around the table, seeing the spin, giving the table a smack. And, you know, just the flashing lights and stuff in your face, it's fantastic. And when you're really in the zone, when you're really playing a great game, just kind of going into that state of flow. You know what I mean? And it's great doing it out and about with people and stuff, you know?
Yeah. What's the hardest part of pinball to master?
Oh, it has to be the nudging. Has to be shaking that machine, you know, just enough to stay alive. You know what I mean? Or when you're on a particularly good game, people will always come up behind you and start talking to you. They don't know.
Yeah, they
and
know
then
rightly.
Focusing. That's the hard bit there.
Yeah. And is it, how long, you know, typically would a game last?
I mean, anywhere. You know, some games you have to play for up to 40 minutes to get the high score.
Seriously?
But your average kind of league game would probably go on 2 to 5 minutes, depending on skill level. And then there's people, of course, there is an element of chance. I reckon it is about 80% skill, 20% chance, because you're going to need that little bit of luck just to get you over the line at the very end. But, you know, novice players could go for ages on these things. They just kind of get in the zone, you know what I mean? And it's a great feeling.
Do you have any tips or techniques on how to achieve those scores?
The best technique, the best tip I can give is to not be afraid to just hold the machine at both sides and give it a little wiggle, give it a little shake. And when the ball is coming down to you, you don't have to flip. You'll see people hit both flippers, you know, frantically, right? But what really happens is the ball can come down, and if you don't touch a flipper, it'll just bounce off one of the rubbers and then bounce onto the other, and it'll let you have a clean shot next. So be patient, I suppose, and know how to move the machine.
So the fact that there's a league operating in Ireland and there is that kind of resurgence you've been talking about, I imagine it's something similar to social club or even just to meet people, is it?
It is. I mean, we have such an eclectic group of people turn up at the league. It's really fantastic. You know, loads of girls, loads of guys. We just opened our second location, or we started operating our second location in the back page, which is actually kid friendly. So I could see like a kids tournament happening soon. We do lots of different things. Like, we have team play, we mix up groups. It's a very social thing. You know, I think a lot of people, they come for the pinball, but, you know, they stay to chat to people. There's so many different types of people from different walks of life. It really attracts really great people, I've noticed.
It's obviously a booze-free event as well. It's just you're there for the game, really.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know what I mean? You can. We have them in bars, but absolutely alcohol-free beer. A lot of people don't drink. They drink water to just stay focused. You know what I mean? There's a lot of competitiveness as well at the top levels. Yeah. So,
Absolutely love pinball, says this texter, Donovan. My late partner introduced me to the game. He was my mentor. I even throw all the moves in as well, says this listener. So you guys are part of the club I mentioned. You're Pinballia.
That's right.
Yeah.
Pinball and Ballia Hucklia.
Okay.
Pinballia, yeah.
And you've three, sorry, did you make, you've two venues, is that?
So we operate in two venues majorly. So we have four machines in Fibber McGee's, one machine in Murray's and O'Connell Street, and then four new machines in the back page in Fibsborough.
Yeah. And if people want to go in to even just, I suppose, going to say learn the game or get a better skill set rather than just playing around themselves, are there certain nights that you guys meet? Or
So we meet every Wednesday, alternating nights between Fibbers and the back page. So tomorrow we actually have a very special event called Howdy Partner, where we actually team up random people together and they all form a team rather than, you know, individually playing.
Yeah.
So I play a lot. So I'll be teamed up with some new people and I'll start describing, oh, if you do this three times or do that four times, and we kind of work together to, you know, win as a team. So,
okay.
But every week, back page in Fibsborough and then Fibbers on opposite weeks. And you can find all the information on our Instagram and Pinball.
Yeah, you're really passionate about it. You can tell
absolutely
you enjoy
love it.
Yeah.
And fixing them, we haven't even spoken about that. That's one of the best parts of all. It's like
really?
Going in a classic car. Yeah, like learning how to fix them is just as rewarding, if not more, than actually playing the things.
And even in terms of getting parts, and is that...
Yeah, well, no one wants to pay for parts, but no, it is absolutely brilliant. There's nothing better than chilling out on a weekend and soldering some wires together and like fixing something and feeling really smart for it, you know?
Very good. Listen, Donovan Delaney, one of the co-founders, I should say, of Pinballia. Donovan, thanks a million for joining
us
here. Not at all on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.